You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and all the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, how do we think the MCU is going to reboot?
Because, obviously.
See? Yeah. If you had said maybe 2 years ago, obviously it's rebooted.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah. But now,
you're not
with
so
all
sure?
the stuff that's going on, I don't know. Or it's either...
Eventually they're going to have to, though, surely. Eventually.
Well, maybe people will realize, though, and this is a big swing,
yeah,
that they shouldn't reboot it because it's...
just stop it.
Yeah. It's run its course.
I kind of am in that camp, JD, because I was thinking, like, right, how are they going to reboot it? Because rebooting
is so just a quick peek behind the curtains. Jackson suggested this topic. We said it's a good topic, and now we're both fighting it in episode.
This is so left field. But, I mean, I agree. I think they should reboot it as well.
Okay, no.
Rebooting it would be a mistake.
So I think we'll just talk through how we think that they're not going to do this, but if they do it, then we'll
get how they do it, of course.
Because, like, I reckon once the Thanos stuff was starting to wrap up, it seemed like a reboot was on the cards, especially because they started involving time travel and interdimensional shit, and they sort of like dabble with things that could be a reboot to fucking deal with Thanos anyway. I mean, they kill him and then they kill him again.
Classic.
Mm. Double kill. It would be very funny if they did reboot it and then immediately introduce Thanos as the villain again.
But that might also be a good idea because...
No, not
in terms of a quality movie. I just mean that it depends on, I guess, when the reboot is happening. Because when are you imagining it ending or it rebooting?
Okay, so again, before we go into all, like, you know, the speculation aspect of it.
Sure.
Because, again, rebooting and this is a very unique, I would say, comic book thing.
They love to do it.
They love to do it. They love to do, like, an in-universe reason why things are rebooting.
Or alternatively,
and they love to just
sometimes they just are like, hey, it's issue one now. You're like, what?
I'm adrift.
It's all new, different.
You don't need to be adrift because it's issue one now.
That's true.
And that's usually a jumping on point. But they're usually like, and that's usually the revamping the character. So all the stuff that happened before has happened. But
Hawkeye shows dick now.
We're choosing to ignore it.
Yeah, Hawkeye's H is on his dick.
And so again,
stands for hog.
This like
he's hog eye now.
And the eye is the hole in his penis. Yeah.
Oh, referring to
hog eye.
Hole of his penis.
Yeah, it's very it says what it says on the tin, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very unique.
Hey, nice penis hole, dude.
Thanks,
brother. That's what I named myself after. I'm hog eye.
That's what it says on the tin of my penis.
Yeah. It's a weird thing to like fetishize. Just the hole. Anyway.
The dick's the best bit.
That's like
just
the one fetish that is really hard to get.
It's the sweetest pearl.
It's the one thing that I'm like really, 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 really do not like the idea of, and that is like people that insert things.
Yeah. Oh, sounding? Yeah, sounding. No, thank you.
The sweetest pearl.
Looking at a sound and being like, that goes in a dick hole.
Yeah, right.
Like,
up my wiener.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe it feels awesome.
We've not done it.
Maybe. Look.
I thought you said for a second, we've all done it. I was like, what?
We've all done it, obviously.
I can't try.
I mean, you're experimenting.
It's funny. I mean, look.
See what is, it was good, you know?
First thing being like, oh, I've got my first boner. Now to try sounding.
Now to put this big pen all the way down the shaft.
Yeah, that's the best.
So rebooting is a very
99.9% of the audience but gained a whole new audience in that one moment.
What was your first episode of Best of Speculation? Oh, it was the sounding one. I'm a big sound guy.
One guy's stuck around.
Yeah.
One guy's like, finally.
I'm sounding right now.
The podcast collected my needs.
Anyway, yes, go on.
What are they going to talk about putting in their dick hole next?
Oh, they've moved on to just regular speculation.
But I'm going to keep listening just in case.
How are we only 4 minutes in this? Derailed.
I think it's on brand.
It's on track.
All right, so what's the MC putting in the dick?
It's a very unique thing. So, but again, it happens in like with movies as well, where they kind of do either revamp into the soft reboot or hard reboot. So we have seen this in, I would say, like Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
it's a very soft reboot, and we've seen this as well in like the X-Men franchise, where they kind of again do a quite soft reboot.
Yeah, I feel like if this were to happen in universe, it would be like a semi-firm reboot, like a half chop reboot, because it's not soft like the Suicide Squad one was, where they're like, we're just changing a couple of things.
Yeah.
But it's also not like a direct because it's happening within universe.
Well, surely it depends on when it happens, because also a legacy sequel is also the easiest way to do a reboot of the MCU, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just have like new like passing of the torch and you do it slowly, which they're already starting to do.
Yeah.
But then that's not a reboot, it's a sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
Because again, the problem with comic books is that people don't like change. So again,
They hate it. So again, I got some news about movie going audiences too.
So again, with the characters in particular, they don't go old, they have an arc, and then they're like, and we're done? And you're like, not quite. And like my more recent one that I absolutely adore is this beautiful run of the Hulk, and they made it like incredible mythology. They did all these great things.
Immortal Hulk was great.
Finished like the creator team basically was like there from like issue 1 to 50, and it was like fantastic. It was beautiful. The very next like either month or 2 months later, they had to like reboot Hulk, and now Hulk is a spaceship and it rules. Is the best.
Maybe it's only getting better.
Is that still the Immortal Hulk?
Nah, it's just Hulk.
It's spaceship Hulk.
It's a spaceship.
No, so did that run?
Yeah.
So it's over.
Yeah.
Finally, I can read it.
Yeah, it's
good
it's
ending.
It's great. It's a fantastic ending. And then the next month, they're like, and look, his spaceship.
When he's a spaceship, is that issue 51 or
issue one again?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I had to check this out because everyone said it rules except Jackson, who was like, I read the first one, the second one sucks shit. And then I asked our good friend Andrew Levins, and he said, Jackson's a moron. Why do I listen to him?
It's an incredible series all the way through.
You know what? This is on me.
But it's interesting with the MCU, right? Because in a comic book, a character can remain ageless.
Yes.
You can continue doing Tony Stark stories, and you can continue rebooting Tony Stark.
We're shouldering ahead. Tony Stark is fine.
Don't stop.
It's fine. It's good.
So you can continue doing those stories forever.
Yeah, those stories? Tony Stark?
But yeah, so like again, a good example. Like anyone wants to do anything with Tony Stark, like he's been evil. He has been like, I think currently at one point he was like had all the cosmic cube awareness or some shit, the cosmic something in his brain, and he made everyone as smart as himself.
Yeah,
and there's a great line where Reed's like, I think I got dumber. It was great.
That rules. But the trick is. The dirtiest trick of all is that Robert Downey Jr. will one day die.
Yes. Okay. And this is the thing. It's kind of like, you got all these like great arcs or really terrible arcs in comics where they've like explored the character in certain different ways, but they always kind of either bring it back or they try something new. They're like, it didn't work. Let's go again. But it's always going to be the same thing. They kind of got these like five or six kind of like core ideas of who Peter Parker is. Yeah. Oh, he's these things, and we'll keep doing them till like infinite.
But
and
without recasting, you just can't do that. Without recasting, at a certain point, you have to stop telling Iron Man stories.
Well, yes. And so this idea of like, well, if we're going to tell Iron Man stories in the MCU, we either have to then get, either pass the torch kind of thing where you get someone else playing Iron Man. Mm. So it's not Tony Stark Iron Man
but
stories.
It's new Iron Man.
Someone else Iron Man stories. And either they could do like the Iron Heart, I believe.
Or... Which is maybe their attempt at doing that. I guess it is their attempt at doing that.
And again, you can kind of go down that route, but you will get a lot of people mad if they start doing, like, say, classic Tony Stark
stories with Ironheart. And another thing I think is that so it's interesting with the MCU, right? Because the MCU started with these, what you might call B-list characters.
Yeah.
Not entirely, obviously.
No. Generally, B-list characters.
The fuck you saying about Iron Man? He's my hero. I love Tony Stark.
At the point, I think, that they were like putting out the comics, it was either the year before or a few years either side kind of thing. The Tony Stark in the 616 universe was replaced by a teenage Tony Stark.
This is good.
Because...
It's great for us.
I think Kang had gone back in time, meddled with the universe or whatever.
And
that the Tony Stark of that universe was evil all the way through, and he kind of hit a kill switch. So he basically a Manchurian candidate himself, and so had to bring back a teenage Tony Stark to the future to deal with an adult Tony Stark. And then that's where we were at.
Different guy.
But so it's kind of like no one gave a shit.
Yeah. But the thing is, as well, is that so they started with these B-list characters, right? Yeah. Let's call them B-list. Because, like, I don't think you would consider, say, Hulk B-list
at the time.
Literally, even at the time? Okay, fair enough.
With Marvel comic books, you basically had your X-Men, Spider-Man.
Yeah, okay.
And that was it. That's why they sold the rights.
Interestingly, so you start with these B-list characters, right? Yeah. And you build them up into fan favorites.
Yep. Yep.
And then you get successful
accidentally. None of this was meant to work.
No, not at all. But accidentally, you can now get the A-list characters.
Yeah.
Which they did with Spider-Man and eventually soon with the X-Men. Right?
And Fantastic Four for some reason.
Yeah, Fantastic Four for some reason as well. But then...
the first thing...
They make me sick.
Yeah, I hate them too.
Yeah, same. Like, what's good about them?
Nothing. I don't know. Nothing. But and then... Like,
everything's good about Namor. That's what.
Yeah.
Great making bloody
but
movies.
But then... Because,
like, Fantastic Four is just lame X-Men. Anyway, yeah, please continue.
The trick is that... So those are the two phases of the MCU. We're in the middle. I know the MCU was in phases. These are separate phases. And that middle phase is where we are now, right?
So we're in the middle phase.
Yeah. Okay.
So phase one is still phase one, and then phase 2 to 4 is now phase two.
No, well, phase two, phase one.
Call them parts.
Or is phase
call
one.
Call them sections if you have
or
to.
Or is phase one in this one? Phase one is them leading up to Avengers, but not Avengers.
Phase one and two is phase one. Phase three and
say
four.
Section
phase
or part.
Two.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
yes.
The point is that eventually, when the actors who are playing these A-list characters die,
Tom Holland tragically killed in a sounding accident,
or they age themselves out, or they get injured, or they will
sounding,
or they just like
sounding
honestly,
epidemic plays Hollywood,
like, you know, all their contracts is up,
or they're
like, I'm kind of tired. Like, isn't like Chris Evans to be like,
he did that and then backtracked on it, the biggest anyone's ever. He felt that way going into Civil War, which is why everyone thought Captain America was going to die, because he was like, I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah.
But then the MCU became like Critical Darling, and he was like, I actually love this shit.
Love it. But the point is that eventually they will be out of A-list. They're going to not only burn through actors, they're also going to burn through characters. So that in, say, another decade, who is the MCU without rebooting these characters? Who are they telling stories
in another decade?
Dazzler?
Spider-Man?
Dazzler, Rage, the 14-year-old boy that was part of the Avengers at one point.
Venom again.
Goop, I mean.
Goop, him on
Goop.
There.
Tony Tark.
Goop and Tony Tark.
They could do all the cosmic shit, like Captain Marvel.
But I guess what I'm saying is that at a certain point you run out of A-list characters. Yeah.
Well, that's not really. I mean, they're probably like... Again, what are the A-list characters in terms of like the Marvel, what they have in terms of like control? And it's usually like Spider-Man, Wolverine, Deadpool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
Deadpool,
Punisher,
Deadpool,
Punisher. I would say because again, a lot of like the big kind of boom of Marvel was during the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
And the big boom there was people loving the shit out of those edgy. Violent, like ultra-violent kind of characters. And those are the kind of ones.
Well, I guess then the question is, what characters does the MCU have left in its back pocket, say for a decade or two decades in the future, that have the acclaim based on the character alone, not pre-established things within the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Well, you've probably got, again...
Miles Morales.
You also probably have some shit like Ghost Rider. And I know that he's had...
I think he's coming.
Well, there you go. Yeah. But like,
but he's coming
Ghost
now
Rider,
is the
Ghost
trick.
Rider is in some of the Agents of
yeah,
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, he was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Which isn't canon.
But they'll probably do something like that. Again, you've got a lot of different
iterations. So do you reckon they'll be able to sustain it theoretically infinitely?
Yes.
Theoretically, yeah. Like, because again, it depends what they do.
Because also, you've got to remember that... So you're thinking like a decade ahead.
Mm.
We're not going to get X-Men for maybe another 2 years. So then...
I guess they've got all the X-Men characters.
Yeah. And again,
and
right
Fantastic
now,
Four. And like, again, Miles Morales is still, you would think, like 6-7 years away. Yeah.
And plus, when you have Fantastic Four, you have shit like Doom.
You've got to think
of even some of like the villains as well. Like,
that's
the bigger villains that they haven't really introduced yet.
Mm. Galactus.
Kill so, no Watcher. Rebooting at all, you reckon, ever? How will it end then? Will it end? It has to end eventually.
No one will see how it ends, because the only way it's going to end is when people stop seeing the movies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then that thing is, and I don't think
Eternals 4, that'll be the last win.
I don't think they're going to see the air. Like, we're not going to be like, oh, this is the final MCU movie, because it'll be like, this is the final MCU movie. People go and be like, it made $1 billion again. We're doing 16 more. Yeah. Whereas everyone was like, hey, Eternals 4. Ah, oh, no one saw. Oh, we're fucked.
Yeah, I suppose like the realistic end of the MCU is it just quietly dies, right? Like
Eternals 4 and like Loki season 6.
Yeah.
But I think before it gets there, they're going to realize that the MCU is, you know, it's basically sucking itself off too much, and now it has it a soft reboot.
Yeah.
I don't think
they're sounding way too off.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So we're
fucking their own dick holes.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Get a finger in there.
How about kind of similar to what happened before the MCU kind of graced out the silver screen, which is just like, hey, we're going to get an Iron Man movie.
Just separate?
Just
kind of like how they're doing the Batman movie?
Yeah. Hey, we're going to get a this.
Yeah. Boom. I mean, maybe, I feel like that's got to happen after it quietly dies, though.
Well, I think what has happened is that it looked like they're going to reboot it because it seemed like a lot of the core team were just going to be gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But because they decided to stick around, probably had something to do with the fact that Endgame made $2
billion. Yeah.
And everyone went from incredibly rich to incredibly, incredibly rich and famous. Everyone's now stuck around long enough they can do passing of the torch movies. And sure, some of it won't work.
Oh, yeah.
But Marvel are going to be like, yeah, but like, fuck. Tony Stark could come back, so you got to see our next movies.
And now we've introduced shit like variants.
Mm.
Yeah.
We've introduced shit like we're going into other realities. So you could just grab a Tony Stark from a different reality. And
it better not be Tom Cruise. People have told me that that's bad. And I listened.
Yeah. But like,
I hate him now.
Yeah. Oh, and also he's aged himself out, though.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
But it'll be old Tony Stark. Anthony Stark.
Or you do his terrible brother, Arno Stark. It's bad. It's
audiences
all bad.
Love Arno Stark.
Well, then that's like, there are so many things you can just delve into with the Marvel, like the Marvel, like the cast of characters that they have, without like going too obscure.
Well, go okay. So hit me with the. I don't know why I'm asking you, Jackson.
I've become on such the defensive for some reason this episode.
Yeah, but I'm also going to ask you. I was going to like, can you name the original Avengers team to me from the movie? And then I remembered that you get to like two names and then be like, Oh, was Loki in it? Yeah, he was in the movie. He was not in the Avengers.
I don't know then.
Quicksilver? No.
No, the original Avengers was Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Hulk, Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess Nick Fury.
And so Captain America's gone.
He's passed. Yeah, but this is what I was going to do. Like,
he's passed the torch, yeah.
Captain America passing the torch. Iron Man, there's Ironheart, so that's going to be a passing of the torch movie. Black Widow.
Probably will pass the torch.
You've also got, like, War Machine
Love
as
and
well.
Thunder, yeah.
We've still got War Machine, too. Iron Man can't stop passing the torch.
Yeah, Iron Man's like, look at all these torches I got.
It won for you, because they're also getting Armor Wars.
Yeah,
so
everybody's getting a torch.
I might get one.
Yeah.
Black Widow's got Florence Pugh.
Yeah.
Yelena.
And with that, you've also got a whole bunch of other Black Widows that when she eventually wants to pass that torch.
Hawkeye passed the torch to Hawkeye.
Yeah, that's right.
Kate Bishop.
I wonder if we...
Thor, you could probably get... Well, that's a beautiful thing about Thor is, hey, have a hammer.
Yeah, anybody can be Thor.
Well, I mean, Jane Foster is being Thor in Love and Thunder.
But you could
also boss a hammer on. It'll go to Tessa Thompson.
Do you reckon we have any character? I don't know. If
get Thunderstrike. Get him back. He's great.
Give me fucking Better Ray fucking Bill.
Yeah, get some Better Ray Bill. Thorfrog. We got Thorfrog. But
Thor 5 horse.
It sounded like I was drunk at a space bar trying to get Better Ray Bill.
Give me Better Ray fucking Bill.
He hits me with that.
Well,
turns your guts to dust.
Thor: Love and Thunder. Has it been confirmed that Christian Bale is going to be Gore?
I don't know. Yeah,
to be honest, I haven't looked into it because Taika Waititi gets very under my skin all of a sudden, and I don't know why.
Okay.
I think Jojo Rabbit broke me.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I'm terrified of it. I don't like thinking about Ragnarok anymore because I'm scared that, because I really liked it, scared they'll think about it too much and then be like, hang on a second.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. I like his films.
Yeah.
But,
Boy Rules, great movie.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh, I'm fixed. And then I saw a picture of Taika Waititi like, Oh, no, an interview with Taika Waititi, not a picture. Mm. Just looks like a guy.
I'm just looking at him.
I saw an interview with him about something, and I like read like four sentences, and I was like, I've undone all the goodwill that boy just did.
That's a shame.
That's a shame. Because if he's playing, say, like, if Christian Bale is called the God Butcherer, that is, does give it good... Like,
kill Thor.
Basically, well, if we want to either get rid of Thor, we can either do that, but...
Do we have any? I don't know if we do or we don't. Mm. But do we have any characters at the moment that have established the same level of goodwill and fan love that, say, Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man did, or
Deadpool?
No, I mean in the MCU.
Deadpool.
Anyone else
in the MCU currently?
Yeah.
As in,
do we have any characters currently established that we think have the same like fan love that those characters
Spider-Man.
Have? Spider-Man. Yeah. Anyone else?
As in, what do you mean?
Well, I'm thinking, so like, there's the passing of the torch, right? But is it like a diminishing returns thing where people do like Sebastian Stan and, what's his name?
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
But will they have the same level of gravitas or like, oh my God, it's Sebastian Stan and Anthony Mackie?
Doesn't matter. Because Sebastian Stan and Anthony Mackie have a Captain America movie, people go and see it because what if Chris Evans is in it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if that's enough of a pull anymore.
Okay. Spider-Man No Way Home is the third highest grossing, at the time of recording, highest grossing
film. We don't know if anything
will
change.
Of all,
Avatar?
Yeah. Avatar's still number one.
Oh, thank goodness.
So yeah. I think
what do you think Avatar's going to go?
Number one. Avatar 1.
If you're listening to this episode after Avatar 2 has dropped, then obviously Spider-Man is the fourth highest grossing film. But yeah, I think it has made more money than one of the events.
Like, I just wonder if they'd
be
able to keep that goodwill.
We've explored this a lot before, which is that for some reason fan service and like rumors of fan service get people to the cinema
else. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so yeah, like a Captain America movie, fuck. Yeah. And all the MCU movies still have that.
Because you got to remember, like in terms of say Spider-Man No Way Home, the best movie that ever did.
Of course,
it wouldn't have made that much money.
That wasn't even nominated for an Academy Award.
That's crazy,
Furious,
dude.
Right? Was the best movie.
It looked good.
But in terms of if you had like a cross section of the people who went to see that, and you had say like everyone who absolutely loved it, and
which is everyone, 100% of the audience,
and then you had say the people who maybe didn't think it was that incredible.
No guys.
It'd be a very small group, like a tiny group.
Yeah, yeah. What about when Chris Evans is dead?
Well, when Chris Evans is dead,
do you think that Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan will have enough that for the next Captain America movie? We're like, I hope they are in the movie.
Well, again,
they will probably be.
And also, again,
and also, yes.
I don't know, spoilers for some Bobby Fett, but
oh yeah, that's right. It doesn't matter if anyone dies anymore. You can bring back their corpse, basically.
Parade it around.
Which is crazy because Mark Hamill's still alive, but it's his corpse.
But apparently, they used his audio from like a Star Wars audio.
Have you heard it?
Or something like that? I've watched it. It was bad.
Looks better, though.
Looks better. Yay. Sounds like he's a robot, man.
Yeah, it's good. He became a Jedi too hard. Get robot.
But this is like, I guess this technology has been going for quite some time.
And it's only going to get better and more fucked up.
True, that's
gonna get
true.
Better and more fucked up to the
it's
point
good.
Where...
It's like, good. We don't need actors anymore.
Act once, and then we're like, all right, we got you.
No, it's too late now. Yeah. If you weren't in the MCU already, retire from acting because no one's going to want to see you.
What they're going to do to get for movies now is they're just going to get actors to read the dictionary and film them. And then they're like, you can go home.
Not even that, just certain words.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to make vowel sounds. And then great, and then do some consonants.
Can you just say Tesseract and I am Iron Man and I have returned? Thank you so much.
Yeah. I guess they already did like in
Civil War.
Yeah.
They used weird science.
Yeah. So
he was off to go fuck a human lady or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever happens in that movie. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, okay. So if there's no rebooting coming and it's just the absolute wasteland of the MCU until we're all long dead and it's the only thing that survives
in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Because I think a reboot would have been...
So you think they missed their window, basically.
Financially, it would have been a terrible call because they would have had... Because you have to do... Infinity War, Endgame, then take a break. You can't just launch straight into a reboot from there.
No.
That would have been psychotic behavior.
Yeah, yes.
And I would have been in this exact chair in this exact room being like, what a bunch of fuckheads.
Yeah.
They would need to take a break for close to 10 years, which is just pouring money down the toilet.
Yeah.
But yeah, because they weren't, the moment they decided they weren't wrapping up the story, like the moment that Far From Home comes out, and it follows on directly from Endgame.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, this.
It's just carrying on.
Yeah, they say that this was the Infinity Saga, but actually, no, because it's still got strong ties to the upcoming movies. Mm. And then also for a movie outside of the Infinity Saga to then be a prequel that's set in the Infinity Saga and has no further.
What hole are you going down? Get out.
It's almost like they'd only planned out the Thanos stuff. Yeah, now they're really just throwing stuff together and calling it phase four.
Spiral.
It's not depressing. It's good.
Yeah.
I love seeing superhero movies.
Me too. They invigorate me. I think if anything that will cause a reboot or anything like that or a soft. Again, I think it'll have to be a soft reboot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like as a. Again, a comic book fan, it's kind of interesting that maybe they won't reboot it too hard.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we'll see some of the things that are happening.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe Tony Stark will be in this movie.
Tony Stark will be in this.
Ah.
Thought I got away with it. Nah, I still looked over a little grin. Nah, here we are.
Maybe.
Twinkle Waby. In my eye.
Yeah. So maybe, train of thought gone. No,
don't worry
bring
about
it back.
You're a comic book guy or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Worst fandom ever. Hey, that's what he'd say.
All of the confidence you had in your comic book guy impression after the worst fandom ever or whatever.
No, I haven't seen The Simpsons in ages. You love it. You do it.
Worst movie ever.
There we go.
Yeah, it sort of sounds like that guy a bit. Yeah. I was a bit excited for comic book guy.
Comic
book guys still look like that? I guess they do. They haven't changed in like 20, 30 years. That's
cool. They do. In fact, now they like most comic book stores where the comic book guy does look like that seem kind of angry that comics are popular now, even though it definitely makes their life better.
Yeah, that is cool.
Record stores had the same thing, where there were so many times going to a record store and it'd be busy and the person working would be like, these people don't even like them. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah. I'm here buy a record. What do you think? I don't like records.
They don't like the right music? Well, then stop stocking that
I
music.
I want to do that for other things. Like if I work at like a Dairy Queen and someone comes in and I'm like, you don't even know ice cream, dude.
Milkshakes are popular again and this makes me sick. I've never stopped drinking milkshakes.
Can I just get a chocolate and a choc mint?
Yeah.
Do you want an ice cream sandwich? I bet you don't.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, I'll get you that. Yeah, that's cool.
Would you like one with good flavors?
Name six flavors right now, or I'm not going to sell you a milkshake.
Gatekeeping ice cream.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good being involved in, because liking like comics and liking like physical like music and stuff like that means that I'm constantly just going into stores where the people are just
loathe you.
Just huge gatekeeping. Like there are so many transactions I've had where I felt like I needed to prove myself.
That rolls.
It's also good to sometimes and like mix it up occasionally and just not buy it and be like, yeah, no, I don't know. Tony Talk.
I don't know. Tony Talk. Good wavy. I don't know.
Yeah, this is the first song I've heard.
Yeah.
Is it a good one?
Is music good? Yeah. I only listen
Would
to
you
the spoken word.
Listening to things? anyway, go on.
So, with comics, you kind of see this thing where it's again very stagnant and things don't change. It's kind of be very frustrating. Whereas now we can hopefully see the continuation of like, and again, this comes down to like creativity and if they really want to like put this into the MCU, they have the opportunity and chance to be like, well, now we're actually dealing with, we're no longer going with what if this world had suit, like what if our world had superheroes? We're now delving into basically more sci-fi shit.
Yeah.
And we're really kind of going down that path because I would be excited to see that because that would kind of almost reinvigorate that if they're going to be like, hey, we're actually going to, you know, this is a universe or this is a movie series that just keeps going forward. We don't go back, we go forward.
Mm.
I just don't think they're
going
to do
that.
Well,
it's an interesting thing because, we were saying before, like, well, inevitably they'll just keep going. But you got two choices, basically. Yeah. You either start to tell new stories with new characters or... If I was the MCU and given the success of No Way Home, it's what I would do. Do a soft reboot and tell the same stories with new actors.
That just seems
like the better way to do it.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. It's like if you are pushing forward, what you are going to be doing then is finding yourself either adapting
the source material or finding yourself that we actually can't adapt the source material maybe to what people like.
Yeah.
And then they're creating the new things or kind of like pushing what that was into this new thing. And it might be too much different to the people that, this isn't my fan brand new day. You fucked it.
Yeah, exactly. I love brand new day.
Yeah, best it was comic so good. but things like with the MCU, they're very clever and they've already done that. They already they took the best parts of like Civil War. We're like, oh, this is all garbage. Let's just take the name.
Yeah, let's just take the name. But it is interesting. You're right. If they do choose to continue and never reboot it, they are literally forced to come up with, to do exactly the opposite of what a comic book does.
Yeah, which is fantastic. And if they do that, great. Mm. Because there is these things where you're like, there's going to be some, like, yeah, what are the repercussions of a big giant baby coming out of Earth and then being turned to marble?
Or they don't address it.
I
guess, the third cheeky option. Because it feels like there's two options. It feels like continue on, innovate, change, or reboot, tell the same stories with new actors, or continue on, but don't innovate.
Yeah.
Don't change. Yeah,
kind of do it.
Tell the same stories with new characters, basically. Yeah.
Basically, do the comics and kind of just kind of pull the wool over our eyes and be like, maybe this is changing. It's different. It's new. There's references.
But maybe that is kind of what they're doing. Like, unfortunately.
So the only way I can think they're going to want to either reboot or like even a soft reboot is if they fuck Earth, like beyond existence.
Blow up Earth!
Like if they make so many changes, like if, again, we've got this big celestial baby, head sticking out. Again, I think one of the more recent comics, they destroyed the moon. And so if they block the moon, it's this kind of thing where you're like, if they do like those big drastic changes and if it stays, and they just keep getting like things fucked upon, then they're going to be like, hey, we're too far fucked.
Well, how many giant celestial babies coming out of Earth can the MCU stand?
Well, so there's like a couple of things that just happened in the last couple of months that I think have affected this as well. Because I think they were probably starting to shit themselves because Black Widow, Shang-Chi, and Eternals were the three lowest grossing MCU movies since... before Ant-Man. Like, the first Ant-Man made more money. Wow. And yes, it was a pandemic.
Yeah.
Or is a pandemic. I'm hopeful, so I'm saying was. COVID who? But then on top of that, Disney Plus is fucking enormous. Mm. Eternals, the day that it got released on Disney Plus, was the highest, like the most watched thing on Disney Plus by a significant...
People come around to Eternals.
Can see how good that movie was.
And apparently that was enough that they're like, oh, actually, people...
Maybe we'll do Eternals too.
Yeah.
That's awesome news.
And then also, so you're getting like $375 million, $417 million, $398 million, and these are all like... $150 to $2 million movies, $200 million movies. Yeah. So you're like, oh, shit. But then Spider-Man's like $1.8 billion.
And again, if you look at that, it's surely like, oh, the windfalls of Spider-Man can basically like eat the cost of Eternals and everything else.
And then like the upcoming shit, Doctor Strange will make... close like, dollars because
if there is a fan fucking rumor,
shit.
There's a rumor that Toby's gonna be
absolutely.
And
fucking the rumors have gotten so crazy, and we've addressed this before that like fucking look, maybe you're
Electro
listening
to, could be in it.
Well, no, the fucking Daredevil, like, there's gonna be a 90s Avengers team in it that's gonna be like,
I hope they get the cast that were going to be the 90s JLA.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, not JLA, 90s Avengers. So it's going to be like there's rumors that it's like Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, and stuff like that.
Is that based on that meme?
What meme?
Oh, it was like a meme that went around for ages that was like, this is what the cast would look like if Infinity War was made in the 90s.
I think a lot of those casting choices were actually made.
Okay.
So like Tom Cruise was courted for Iron Man.
No,
maybe Brad Pitt's not the right example, but it's like...
Yeah, for sure.
What? How does that fit in the movie?
Is this a meme, though? I'm like looking at there. It's like, it looks like it's just a meme.
No. That meme is a real meme.
Yeah.
But then also these were real casting choices.
It feels real bad to say it is a real meme.
It's a real meme.
Dude,
it's a real meme. No, it's a real meme. It sucks. Anyway,
because Doctor Strange will make heaps of money just because people are like, oh, it's a cameo suck job fuck fest. Yeah, I'll let that sit.
Please, that was good. So do you reckon...
Say suck job fuck first.
Suck job fuck first.
How good does it feel?
It feels awesome.
Listeners, no matter where you are, out loud, I need you to say suck job fuck first.
If you're on public transport, say it under your breath, because that's worse.
Yeah.
Suck job fuck first.
It looks like you're Googling it. Maybe Google it if you're on the bus. So yeah, so that'll make at least $1 billion.
Yeah.
Thor Love and Thunder, but that's also like, hey, we're doing the shit that's in the comics, and also Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
And that's again, another bill.
Yeah.
Black Panther probably won't do that well.
No.
I think it depends how they market it. And I think because, like, again, I think that would make a very good opening weekend.
Yeah.
And then it depends if the movie is good.
Yeah. Well, it's such a troubled production that you're
Well,
the first one obviously made,
Is it the same director?
Ryan Coogler.
I think that's going to make a very strong opening weekend, and then it just depends on how the actual
quality of the production is.
And then you got the Marvels, which is also
is that a TV series? No, a film?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. It's a
Captain Marvel 2.
Okay. Let's
and then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. That's another. Although the Suicide Squad bombed big.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
King time, yeah, but that's a sequel to the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and also the Pandy.
Yeah.
But the Pandy was winding up then for the US. It was fucking tearing up here.
Yeah,
we saw it, and then we had to go home.
We saw it literally in episode.
Then we had to leave. We had to go back to our little house.
Yeah, and then we just had to park there for 3 months.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Good. It was lovely. All right.
Well, okay, let's... So
and
we
then,
get, yeah.
So I might as well just keep... Because Guardians 3, that'll...
Yeah.
Although the Guardians movies don't quite make as much money as the other stuff. Yeah, they're like a 700 mil. Anyway, look, I wouldn't say no to that.
Like Guardians and that weirdly
and
reminds
Ant-Man
me of
and
like
the Wasp.
What used to be, it wouldn't make money in the cinemas, but it would make money at like on DVD sales.
Yeah, true.
Like, it just feels like that's the kind of vibe of the Guardians films.
For sure.
I don't know what the equivalent of that is now. Streaming?
Streaming? That feels different too, though. Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Because
yeah.
You just lie about streaming, which is sick.
Yeah, people do that all the time. Red Notice or whatever.
Yeah,
they've
been watched 673 billion times. It's been out for 12 hours.
I think that's true, Netflix.
No, it is.
You can tell them Porky's.
No. Ryan Reynolds and The Rock yelling about being in it, we made it for $400 million or whatever, but it looks like asshole.
You're telling me that the number one movie that everyone watched literally day one, the Sandy Bullock vehicle, Bird Box, where had the blindfold on.
She couldn't see the monsters.
You're telling me that no one actually saw that?
No.
No one liked it?
You're telling me that
everyone who watched that was like, this is silly?
Yeah.
So that happened, but I think that there was like a cultural movement about that. There's no fucking cult. Red Notice made less of an impact than Plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah. What is Red Notice?
It's
Gal Gadot, The Rock.
Let me tell you, Zammit, who cares?
Oh, good point.
He answered. No, that's all you need to know.
He answered it.
So, okay, let's assume, so we can actually speculate on something.
Yep.
That if the MCU were to reboot...
I'm pulling out numbers and stats. We're speculating... Well, I don't know what you fucking think this is.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Listen, Tony Tark.
Yeah, listen with your ears and your mouth.
Keep reading prices.
No, I was saying that the window opened again for a reboot.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man slammed that shut immediately.
Yeah, I for sure. don't necessarily. This is the thing. It's like you have to work out what a reboot is.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Well, how would they do it?
Because what we would conventionally think of as a reboot, as in just like they're just rebooting the whole series.
No, it's, I don't think they'll do
that. Oh, they're being like, we're starting again from scratch.
Yeah.
It's just like, I just don't think we're doing that anymore. Mm. What we're doing now is we're going to be rebooting characters within the franchise, and that is going to be like, we're grabbing this very young actor or up and coming actor who has maybe the same, you know, charisma as Robert Downey Jr. We're yanking him from somewhere else, and oh, it's an alternative version of Tony Stark. What happened to you? Oh, wow, you're Tony Stark, sacrificed
your baby
himself.
Boy Tony Stark.
Instead of drinking, you love
or is it gonna pushing be like, kids out of trees.
Yeah. It's exactly the same, but it's like, oh, wow, so oh, you're Tony
Devil
Stark
in a treehouse.
Did the click. Oh, in my universe, it was Captain America that did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost Cap that day. And that's, you know, that's all you'd have to do.
In my universe, I thought it was a clap.
Yeah.
It fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Once again.
Once again, in my universe, I clicked and was like, and also don't kill me. And it worked.
And it, yeah.
And, but, yeah, I'm clever.
So you reckon there's going to be, like, for variants just for the future?
I think for the variants, you have two shots at that.
Yeah.
You have the Captain America and you have Iron Man, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't think you can do much more than that.
That does not like land well, then they're not doing it again.
Let me tell you, it's going to land well.
Oh, yeah.
If it lands well, then they might just encourage that to happen. Because, or, again,
it's going to be guys teaming up with their old selves and shit.
Yeah.
Fucked.
Like, you could do stuff where he's like, but then it's like, they could just recast.
Fucking Luke Skywalker is going to be a variant.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah,
Star Wars was almost in What If. They cut it.
Ah,
oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
there was, no, I mean gonna, it's good actually.
Yeah, like that so kinda, it's not like it got dropped, like as in it's not like it was filmed and dropped, but it, one of the concepts was what if Star Wars was in the MCU or something like that.
That's
and funny. Yeah, Marvel were like,
what if we really just went up our own arsehole?
Yeah,
right?
Well, I mean, it's all Disney,
comic books like have done it before.
Heaps.
I mean, there's
currently,
that,
I think. Yeah.
That Indiana Jones comic.
Yeah,
Do you know about that one?
About how C-3PO and R2.
No, it's a comic where Han Solo lands in the Pacific Northwest.
Gets murdered.
Everybody thinks that Chewie is Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It was like a one-shot what if, basically, for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I think the only way you're going to do that is either, pulling variants and, like, that way, if the character is dead or is gone. The other option is simply if an actor gets, you know, too lippy that Disney don't like, well, they're just going to recast them.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
And they're like, what?
We haven't seen recasting for a while.
It seems hard for them to... Because there's that weird thing that happens with a lot of the MCU, which I guess is like, it's because it's got such a fandom as opposed to, is that people obviously get attached to the actors. Almost
I don't think they can do recasting anymore because then people are going to be like, variant! I figured it out, it's a variant!
Potentially. And that's not bad for Disney.
Yeah.
No, but as in
Disney
like...
Disney doesn't suffer because the fans are excited.
No. As in like, in the movie, they're like, that's a variant. And the movie, it's not revealed that because they're just the same guy.
Yeah. Well, I guess it really... it depends. Weirdly, we might see what happens and how they maybe handle this with Black Panther.
Yeah, true.
When movie comes out, it's kind of just like, well, are they going to be passing the torch? Are they going to be just kind of like, no, that's like a legacy character that we don't touch out of respect?
Yeah.
Or is more like, well, he would have wanted that character to keep going, so we are going to recast.
And
depends what happens there might kind of...
And also, like, you know, we talk a lot about how the DCEU is constantly flying by the seat of its pants and making a change based on...
Yeah.
Just whatever somebody says to them on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I really liked, I actually fucking hated Batman v Superman. Yeah. So if you're Justice League's like that, I'm just a guy standing on the street.
Yeah. DC reminds me of a guy who's wearing trackies, who's about to vomit, and as a genius way to like to solve this problem, just pulls up the waistband and vomits in there, like,
onto their own penis.
And because they're wearing like elastic around their ankles, it doesn't
nothing
leak out.
Spills.
And so they're like, I fixed that problem with a beautiful
DC.
Yeah.
You got Chanda in your pants.
No.
But you fix the problem. I think we forget that the MCU does the same thing, like all the time. It's constantly being like, oh, we're going to change that because, and I mean, even more so as it's gone on. So I guess,
whether or not we get it. When it started, it was just kind of like, let's just chuck it and see what happens. And people liked it.
Oh, so we'll do more of that. Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
So I guess it kind of comes down to like what the basically what the public thinks. Yeah. If the public is like, we also hate this guy that Disney hates, then they recast them. Everyone will be like, great, good. I'm glad you did it.
Yeah, thank you. Good job, Disney.
I wonder if we're going to get, and it would be kind of hard to do, but kind of like a Last Jedi-y, like Avengers movie that's like.
They're like, hey, change is good?
Yeah.
I think change
is good and like kind of it's different enough that everyone's like, fuck this movie, because that could result in a reboot.
That's true. I don't see it happening because it's so...
Yeah, it's kind of... honestly, based on everything that's come out recently, it's very hard to tell what is about to happen because the movies that have just come out are always going to be kind of what they are, where the upcoming ones are the ones where we're like... I think a
soft reboot is possible in one that changes the status quo, but not one that changes everything. I just mean like, you know, something even as simple as like, kind of like what they do with reboots, like we were saying at the top of the episode, where it'll be like, don't worry, everything you know that has happened to Spider-Man has happened to Spider-Man, but also some extra stuff and not this particular thing.
I guess Spider-Man is actually doing...
That's what made me think of the thing in the first place, is that's kind of like a little foray into...
Well, because...
We're changing up the status quo. They did it with a wish, which is awesome, if that's how it happens.
Yeah.
There's so many ways they could easily just go back on themselves and be like... Oh, this thing we tried didn't work.
Mm.
And one that I'm thinking, keep thinking about is the Celestial like poking its head out of Earth is just to be like, well, we're going to maybe do a story or two around that. See what, you know, we'll chuck at the wall, see if it sticks. Is anyone liking it? No one's liking it. Yeah, I wish magic again.
Yeah, I wish this baby was dead.
That's a good way wish for a genie.
Done. And so it's just kind of like, up and whoop, up it goes.
Yeah.
So there are ways that they could just kind of like, let's just, that was a misstep. And I think, you know, they are, sure, they've got all these things in production.
Mm.
And unlike, I would say, the DC EU, the MCU, they're very good at kind of gauging what the audience or what their audience want.
Yeah.
They're very good at being like, okay, this either didn't work or did work, or like, that didn't work, but look, we don't mind because we know where this is going to pay off.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with this.
DC's,
you were like, we're so sorry.
Well, yeah. DC's last movie, not counting Snyder Cut, which went to streaming and was like Joker, which is the most financially successful film ever.
Yeah.
So I reckon they're probably not too unhappy at the moment. Also, we're going to see what happens with the reboot because we're about to get Flashpoint,
a movie
that I still cannot believe is a real movie.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah,
that's a dangerous emotion to feel.
Wow, what a train wreck. Why?
I don't think it'll be that. I think it'll be nothing.
Yeah?
Michael Keaton will be old.
That's good.
Hey, I knew that guy from that movie, I'll say. And he'll say, and he'll turn and he'll be like, no. And I'll be like, oh no, the movie's talking.
Yeah, I'm Beetlejuice. That's right.
Yeah.
Say my name three times.
Hey, nice
Michael Keaton.
Nice fucking model.
Keaton being like, I love being in this Spider-Man film. It rules.
Yeah, everyone, I'm Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, he's going to be in Morbius too.
Yeah.
That comes out soon.
Yeah,
came out.
And plus we've got the announcement of is it Madam Web?
Yeah, Madam Web with
Emily. Was it Emily? No.
No. It was, forgetting her name. Someone. Hey, I don't know.
No.
Don't look at me. I don't have an answer for you.
It was... And they also said with the announcement they're not sure what they're doing with the character. They just wanted them to play him.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson?
Dakota Johnson, yeah.
Yes! Got there just before the phone did.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey is Dakota Johnson.
Yeah.
That's what. She's in heaps of other good stuff.
Imagine this is another way they could reboot.
I'm imagining.
Say Disney buys Sony, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Disney's like, the world's rebooting a little bit just so we can handball these characters Morbius.
But
that's Madam already Web. Maybe set in the MCU.
Well, yeah, but
Venom.
Craven, Venom.
Yeah. All that stuff, but they don't need to buy Sony. That's already happening. That reboot you're imagining, it's coming.
In a weird way, if Disney don't, like, they really don't want to
share. No, don't look at me. He didn't say in a weird way, you're right.
Yeah, but I didn't say that. It was implied.
I didn't say. No. I just said, like, in a weird way, if
Disney slash Marvel, like, no, we don't want to share.
Mm.
And they really just like push hard and be like, what are you doing? Stop it. Shush.
Yeah.
Well, and they just grab it all.
It does seem crazy for Disney, who is eating every other production company in the world,
yeah,
to not also be like, well, I mean, while we're here.
Yeah.
Nom, well, yeah, Sony's probably in trouble.
I just think Disney's not going to stop. Like,
it was weird. Where they had, like,
Disney's Uncharted.
Yeah.
It was like, it was very weird where they were talking about
the Disney Sony PlayStation 5.
The Disney, oh my God, yes, please.
Yeah, when all those negotiations about, like, no, we're doing this with Spider-Man, well, fine, fuck you, we're cutting him from thing.
It's just, well, that's what happened. That's why the movie ends the way it did, because when this movie was made, they weren't sure if he was still going to be in the MCU, but he is.
Mm. I was a bit shocked that Disney went, like, you know what, fuck you.
I'm just going to
buy you.
We're just going to buy you.
We're buying you and firing you personally. I'm talking because you're annoying me right
Can
now.
Can you buy a company that's not for sale?
If you offer them enough money, they'll become for sale.
That's the trick, you know. I guess that you would have, like, maybe monopoly law. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so after they lose all of their money,
again, it's a tax break, so maybe they make money somehow.
but
we made so much money with Spider-Man. We need to sink this far.
Disney should buy Dick House.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the company that makes jackals.
Okay. Yeah, they should. No.
You know that one.
Yeah.
Dick House.
Yeah.
And then it's a rainbow.
Yeah. Something else worth considering, and we did an episode on it, and I think we talked about a reboot in it, but it's like the X-Men are coming to the MCU, and what's an easier way than just being like, and a wizard spell has changed it so the X-Men were always here? No,
well, I mean, May 2022. Meet my good friend Scarlet Witch.
No more mutants.
Yeah. And imagine this as well. Like,
legitimately says no more mutants, I don't even know.
Yeah. Cry. You'll cease to exist.
Just peace out of existence.
But this is that thing where you have an ongoing universe. Or they tried with that, like, their B-list to be like, well, we're trying so hard here. And then eventually they're like, oh, we got the A-list that we wanted? Fuck.
Yeah.
How do we cram them in now?
Yeah.
And if they get...
They kind of back themselves into a weird corner.
Which, again, can be interesting if they can write themselves out of it.
Mm.
But they might not want to.
We could just
have a Wolverine movie again. Yeah.
And also, if you do like an X-Men reboot, right? Like, how easy is it to imagine the MCU does like a reboot not related to bringing back any of these characters that we know and love? They're like, it's say to get the X-Men in, or even the Fantastic Four. They're like, the world's changed to the Fantastic Four were always there. And then there's an announcement of Iron Man. And you're like, oh my God, he came in with the reboot and the change in the world. Yeah. People would piss and shit and shit and piss and piss and
shit. No, because there's already people being angry that there's potentially a cameo from another guy playing Iron Man in Multiverse of Madness. That's a cameo role in a multiverse.
So you reckon they'll never recast?
No, they can't for a long time.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
They can
pass
the torch, but they can't be like, this is Tony Stark.
You reckon, when do you reckon they can do
when they can put Robert Downey Jr.'s face on a different guy's body and then talk with the machine and people not get angry. So 5 years.
Yeah.
I think maybe like Avengers 7.
Avengers 7, they can do a new one, or bring a ghoulish facsimile of Robert Downey Jr.
Do a
new through Dark Magic.
Do a new one.
I
agree with you. I think a new one down the line is more feasible than...
Disney owns Star Wars.
Yeah.
They are 40 years later, have not recast Luke Skywalker.
Why are they doing 50 years, actually.
I think that it's easier to get away with in the MCU than it is in Star Wars.
I think that it's going to get to the point where someone like Robert Downey Jr. playing Iron Man is just as iconic as fucking Marlon Brando playing The Godfather. So I think it's going to end up in the same weird thing where people are like, you can't fucking recast. It's like, but no, if we do recast, that's better for you because you're going to get a better quality. Okay, fine, fuck you. It's a fucking Photoshop fucking cunt guy.
Fuck you.
Is this good? And then they will eat up that slop and they will say, yes, Disney, this is good.
Yeah, I love that slop. I'm just dribbling down my chin.
If you could sound this into me, that would be better. I want to reverse piss this movie. Suck it in.
Wow. That's a thing to imagine.
Yeah, it's a good thing to imagine.
I think so.
I think that they'll just be like, look, Charles Xavier's mansion was underground. That's why we didn't know about it. Yeah. Also, the Baxter building, also underground.
Yeah. Well, again, they're all, they're
mole
guys. Well, they did it with Ant-Man. They were just like, oh, yeah, Ant-Man was around in the
70s. Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't matter, whatever.
Yeah, you just need to make them like so. Honestly,
easiest fucking thing you could do with the Fantastic Four. It's just like
they're in space.
Yeah.
Oh, back in the 60s, we sent some astronauts. They went up in space and
black holed it.
We don't know where they went. And then they come back and they went to the Planet of the Apes. They come back and they were like, they blew it up back there.
Yeah.
And that's it. Just like, okay, yeah, they come, and that'd be the best. Like, I would think probably the best way to have them established as pre-existing, but also. Kind of new in
the, having them set in the 60s and going through a wormhole and then they come out in the present is, I would say, almost 100% what's going to happen.
I guess the trick as well is that...
And I think my second bet is that they go to the Planet of the Apes and come back to...
They were like, they blew it up!
It's fucked up! They were back
in New York.
Johnny Storm goes to a zoo and tortures a chimp.
What are your crimes? What do you like most about being back on Earth, Mr. Fantastic? Well, not so many apes. Which is great.
I'm talking to you and you're a guy and that's good.
Where I have been, there were so many apes.
It was just apes.
I guess as well, the trick with the MCU, what I keep thinking, right, is, and this is only from like a narrative standpoint, it's got nothing to do, none of that fandom shit in it, is that eventually it'll become, I'm like, oh, it's going to become so convoluted, right? Mm-hmm. Like every storyline adds a new layer of story, but the trick is no, it doesn't. Because what has changed? No. 50% of the population
Thanos
went,
is dead now.
But then 50% of the population came back. So the status quo has actually remained.
Just a bunch of guys are dead now.
Yeah, so in Shang-Chi, you're like, oh, look, Abomination is fighting Wong. I wonder what that is. They're just doing it?
Yeah.
They're mates? Oh, okay. Oh,
okay. No, I mean, none of it. None of. I guess the trick is that none of it matters. And if none of it matters...
You don't need to reboot.
You know, we're like, oh, are they going to reboot? Or are they going to innovate? Or are they going to do the third option and just stay like a comic book and stagnate? And I guess they'll just stagnate.
Yeah.
And like comic books, everyone will be like, well, this is what I signed up for. I know what I'm getting when I sit down to watch it.
They stagnate to the point, and then long enough time passes by that then things that they were like, I kind of, you know, when it first came out, they were like, we didn't really like it, we didn't care for it.
Mm.
Looking at Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, when those movies came out, everyone was like shitting on it. Being,
I still
like,
am. Fuck those movies.
Bad films, whatever, even though the cinematic
They're really good.
But
they're made for ape brains.
But the moment Andrew Garfield came on screen in everyone was hooting, hollering.
When they opened that portal and then he walks through the portal.
Dynamic shots, just a whoop. Everyone loved it. It's going to be to the point in, like, say, 10 years from now, again, or maybe even 15 years from now.
Everyone's going to be walking through a portal.
No. Like, they bring back the original cast of the Eternals.
Yeah.
And everyone will be like, they didn't give a shit, they'll be like, Icarus, he came back from the sun! Oh, my God, I love him!
I'll be 80, I'll dust off my Kingo t-shirt. I knew I kept this for a reason. And then I'll look at the two urns on my mantelpiece.
We loved it.
The best day of my life was when I killed the Joels with his shovel. I'll go to the cinema alone.
No, take us with, come on.
In the urns.
And I turn to an android next to me and I'm like, I killed my best friends. And they're like, organic alert. Organic alert. And they vaporize me.
That's their best scenario, right?
Yeah, that's going to roll.
Yeah.
Before or after the movie?
Midway through.
Oh, no, you'll never know.
I don't even see what happens. Nah. Everyone's androids in the movie now anyway, so it's not even worth watching.
Yeah, you're
watching.
The last flesh guy.
I'm an idiot. I was in hiding before.
Eternals 2 got me out, because it's apparently the...
Eternals 2?
Yeah, it was a long... They were like, we're not doing this again. And then
the original cast are back.
Yeah, it takes them a long time to make Eternals. The world's gonna get crazy.
They couldn't make an android swole enough to play Kingu.
You're telling me, right?
Yes.
If it's confirmed.
Wait, you're pointing at Jackson, so no, I'm not telling you shit. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm telling you.
If in terms of like Multiverse of Madness, if there is a confirmed casting that Eric Banner going to come and be a Hulk. People will love it. Or Edward Norton is coming and being the Hulk. People love it. Forgetting that people were like, eh.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Eh. When it came out, I did not care.
Quality's sort of not important anymore.
No, it's references.
Yeah.
If someone was just like, oh, if I can get Dolph Lundgren back as a Punisher, people will be like, yeah, that's great.
The moment Hasselhoff appears as a variant of fucking Nick Fury yeah. people will piss and shit and shit. So will I. That'll be cool. Hasselhoff rules.
Yeah. I like that he's got fucked up pecs in the SpongeBob movie.
He's just sort of a fucked up guy. Yeah. It's cool.
SpongeBob and Patrick get launched back into the sea by his pecs slamming together.
That's really awesome.
That is awesome. He gets stabbed in the arse by a fork or something.
Yeah, yeah.
His legs go into propellers.
Yeah, they become a propeller mode sort of. Yeah,
Scarlett Johansson is the voice of the princess in that movie. She got that. That was like one of. Anyway, that movie. Sick.
But yeah, so
I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's great.
With any of these, if they popped up, people would like lose their mind. Mm. Same thing with
Patrick
any of
Starr
the like,
cameo in MCU.
Yeah. Even with like any of the X-Men films that weren't great, like the more recent ones, like the Phoenix or the
happened in Deadpool too.
Yeah.
People, yeah, it did. And people, yeah, it's connected. But they don't give a shit what it's connected to. They don't
it doesn't even make
connected.
Sense.
When do you reckon that kicked off? Do you reckon that was, what, when did that happen? What movie? What movie tipped us over the edge of like not caring? Because I want to say No Way Home.
No.
But
no.
I don't think it was.
It was before that. It would have been.
When Ant-Man fights Falcon.
No. Before that. It's fucking when. Endgame makes the Dark World important, and people lost their minds about that.
Yeah. I think it was later than that, to be honest. I think the
Endgame was only like 3 years ago.
No, yeah, I know, but no, I mean, I still think it was a more recent period of time where we went from caring about intra movie references to references to.
It was definitely Endgame,
like the outside fandom. You reckon?
Yeah, because you get the time travel-y shit, so then it's like referencing other things. You got like two guys that are the same guy fighting each other.
Oh,
you're going back
into
your own movies.
True.
Getting different angles and also revealing that other guys that.
Yeah.
Like, the ancient one is at the Battle of New York, and people were like, fucking hell!
And I guess even just that ending that showed all the guys.
Yeah.
And I suppose at the end of Endgame...
It's definitely... It's the Avengers Assemble moment as well. Yeah. Like, Avengers Assemble,
because
I've got
also,
a hammer.
The end of Endgame is the moment where they're like, you are no longer going to be excited by characters from this film, this universe, appearing in this universe.
Yeah.
So the next thing to be excited about is... And I think I've said this from the beginning, is... characters out of universe, and then the next thing to be excited about is characters who are dead coming back. And that's the next.
And then
the next
phase.
Oh, yeah.
Then there'll be the Batman phase when inevitably Marvel and DC crossover. It's happening. It
I think that as well. I think it's on the horizon. Not soon, but
like a
no. I reckon pretty soon.
Like a DC Marvel crossover.
When do you think? Yeah. When do you predict? Put your money where your mouth, because I think that's crazy, but put your money where your mouth is.
I reckon by 2026, it's going to have happened. I think that you'll get like...
That's crazy. I think 2030 is probably around the time we'll get it. Next decade.
I think that, so DCEU, if Aquaman 2 and Flashpoint don't make money, they're fucked. And also Disney are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Warner Brothers, not that big.
Yeah, I still think that's an event horizon to cross. That's.
I think that you can do it once, and you need to do the like.
You can do it in a TV show as
joke? No. You do it as a movie. You get the Russo brothers to direct it. It's a one-off crossover event where the movie is written so that this can only happen once.
Okay.
So it's just because it's just gonna be fucking variants and portals and
what
shit.
What about
Robert Pattinson?
Batman. In the Looney Tunes.
Yes!
Batman has been in the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. They cross over all the time. Awesome. Did you see Space Jam 2? It's all fucking that.
I didn't.
That's fucking the whole movie.
Rick and Morty are in it.
Rick and Morty.
For real?
Yeah,
they're in Space Jam 2. They
the arrive. Nuns from a movie called The Devils, in which they fuck a Christ. Literally, there is a big crucifix at one point, and they pull that crucifix off the wall and fuck the Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
1971 movie, where that scene happens.
Yeah.
Also, someone makes a dildo out of a bone of a priest
and
fucks herself with it.
Yeah.
This movie.
Yeah.
Characters from that, those nuns that I was just talking about, are in Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
I might go.
I think myself. Space Jam 2 is going to be one of those movies we re examine in a couple of years and are like, that was a pretty incredible moment for cinema. You
there's
know?
A, like, and like, so not only, like, because that's like backgroundy kind of stuff, but even like the fact that, like, fucking, there's a scene set in Casablanca.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's crazy. It's a crazy
fucking
movie.
Morty's there, fucking.
Rick and Morty and Casablanca crossed over. Let's think about briefly. That for a moment. That's nuts.
Granny does the Matrix in 2020.
Shall we do some rapid fire swings for the fences?
Well, I feel like the, me saying that the DC.
That's how I mean, gonna, that's yours.
Yeah,
that's by
2020. I reckon it gets announced
2024,
2026.
In 2 years.
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
That's right. That's cool. That's a good prediction.
Batman won't make $1 billion. If Batman doesn't make $1 billion, this will happen.
Yeah.
It mightn't. Anyway, we'll see.
Yeah.
No. It mightn't make $1 billion
now.
That's what I mean.
That's what you were meaning. Yeah.
Swing for the fences. Ooh. We're going to get a new Iron Man at the end of Madness.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. Like, I don't think so, but like, yeah, if they could do it, they might do it there. And I reckon we're going to get, a new Iron Man.
Yeah.
And it might just be an old, like a variant, like Tony.
The next cameo we get of those older characters who are dead coming back will be as like an Avengers Secret Invasion style thing where...
Well, that's soon. Secret Invasion's
already happening. Yeah. But I think maybe in Secret Invasion we'll get a Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, but it's a Skrull and stuff. And that's how they'll give us those cameos without bringing people back. But I also think a reboot around the same time that you're predicting the... I'm going to choose hope. And yeah. I think in 2026, we will get a full-on...
Avengers 1 again.
It sucks because it's not even something I want. I want it to end. But instead, I think we will get a complete reboot of the MCU where it happens within universe for some reason. A devil's wish goes on. A wizard's kiss. Who knows?
Yeah, I can kind of see the end
Spider-Man
being
presses the wrong button.
Where it's kind of like... The world itself, and it zooms out, and we either get like Eternity or the Watcher or something like that, and being like, and just like that, we have a new universe.
Yeah,
okay.
Just like
my
that,
last
time has changed. Yeah.
Just like that, Sex and the City season 2.
Yeah.
I think my last swing for the fence is in the next decade, there's going to be a sounding joke in the MCU.
Okay. Hot damn.
A visual gag?
No,
just a joke.
Someone will reference it. A quip will reference sounding.
Yeah.
Someone will make a quip. And the audience will be like, did they just reference sticking a rod in your penis?
Maybe Deadpool says that at the end of his introduction. He leans over to Hugh Jackman's Wolverine and he's like, I've had a rod in my penis this whole movie. And
In a movie, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
Bob?
What about this? Last final prediction from each of us. When will the MCU end?
I will die before the last MCU movie comes out.
You reckon for the last movie in the... Do you mean last Marvel movie or the last...
That could be anywhere from tomorrow.
Tomorrow to
6 years from now.
Yeah, it could be anywhere between from tomorrow and 6 years from now.
That's a huge window.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I reckon it'll still be going in the next sometime in the next 6 years.
We probably have movies slated.
They announced the DC vs. MCU movie, and I'm so proud of myself that I die.
3 years after Kevin Feige steps down.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I think as soon as he either steps down, gets fired, or dies.
So the end of Kevin Feige will be the end of the MCU.
You'll have someone to step in, and it'll be a downward spiral.
That'll be hard to cook it in 3 years.
Mm. It'll happen.
That is...
based on comic books, that's what happens.
Also, 3 years in the MCU is 9 movies.
Isn't there meant to be like 25 coming out this year? And it's only increasing exponentially.
Yeah. No, so
3 years might be 100 movies. Hang on. Yeah, TV
whatever,
shows.
Whatever. Again, as soon as like Kevin Feige's done with the MCU, he's like, actually, like, I'm retiring, hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Drown in the lake.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm drowning in this lake, so I have to retire.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. it'll just be just whoever takes that on next, and it's either going to be a person or it's going to be by committee, and either way, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
So the next 3 years, there is 3 movies every year.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was way more this year.
Because you're adding TV shows into it, which
of
is...
Of course.
And the reason I'm giving it 3 years is because those movies that are coming, like, will be coming out directly
that he'd
after,
already sorted
he'd already
out.
Kind of oversee it a little bit.
Yeah.
So when it becomes very apparent that he isn't overseeing it, and we will notice a very notable shift.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And everyone will be like, it's great that Hulk is a space.
Or even, yeah, exactly. Or even Kevin Feige steps down, the movies come out with the same level of garbage they always have. But everybody's like,
I see.
I can see why they're bad.
Yes. And Kevin Feige is like, no, I was me.
That was me. I've come back from the grave to defend myself.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this? This is okay. Okay. And once again, I'm choosing hope. Okay.
Yeah.
Avatar 2 comes out. And the world is like, these are the kinds of movies we want. Blue cat people.
Yes.
Pandora, Unobtainium.
Oh my God. And getting my bloody hair dick into this animal.
The Neytirian Jake and everybody's like, Iron Man who? I could not care less.
I don't give a shit about Avengers. It's all about the Na'vi.
Yeah.
What do you think the movie that's probably closest to Avatar that's come out in the last year or so is?
No movie is close to Avatar. It's phenomenal. It's beautiful.
I think Eternals is really close.
No, sorry, not at all.
Have you even seen Avatar?
No.
Yeah, you shut the fuck up.
Avatar 2 is going to be the cultural reset that the world has been waiting
for. You know what's close to Avatar? Nothing. Avatar 2 is what's close to Avatar.
We're going
to
get a trailer for that soon.
I know. And then everybody's going to be like, there's like 4 more Avatar movies coming out and there'll be an Avatar TV show.
Yep.
And in 20, 30, 40 years, the next generation of us will be sitting in a room cinema's dead.
So who owns Avatar?
I don't know, Disney probably?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
No, but as in like...
I don't think Disney's the reason the MCU is bad.
No, but as in like, they're all owned by the same company, so like what happens here is like, Avatar successful, that doesn't stop the MCU, that funds the MCU.
I'm choosing hope. Avatar comes out, people stop caring about the MCU like that. Yeah. Yeah. And all they care about is Avatar and Jake and Neytiri and the Na'vi.
People are lining up at the new ride, the Avatar ride. Yeah. We're all going there. We're getting wigs.
Avatar Land. That's
Avatar
exciting.
Land. Yeah. We're all getting wigs and we're all on that roller coaster going woo, and we're getting photos of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a celebration because it's going to line up when the pandemic officially ends is when Avatar 2 comes out.
Avatar 2 comes out, pandemic ends, everybody in the MCU dies.
We all go to Avatar Land and have a grand old time.
The best day of our lives.
God, it's going to be so fucking good.
That's my prediction.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, I agree with Jackson. That's my prediction too.
Thanks. Good. I'm glad.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And
this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
Yeah.
Sorry if any of this hurt your feelings. I'm not sorry at all. I did it on purpose.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.